Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight, filling in for Mike Murtha, who's off having some fun somewhere. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks, and tonight I have my son Ethan helping me, and our guest tonight is Chris Cruzy. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Everybody, this is Eddie Schmidt. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories here on a Thursday night in March of 2021. So, what a night we got going here. I got Ethan helping me, and our guest tonight is Chris Cruzy. Ethan, you and I did, you came out and helped me. I did a single a couple of weeks ago up at Brautein. Barbara had called and said, we kind of like to have one guy in the corner doing some stuff. You up for it? And I go, well, never really did that before. I've always got one or six other people with me, but it makes a guy stretch himself. But you came out, and we had a nice crowd. And
that was a good time. You definitely got a workout, though.
Yeah, it's different sitting there. I realize what Chris is going through all the time with trying to run a looper and a drum machine and sing every song one after the other, and then keep things lined up, but them loopers get a little touchy with the drum machine. You got to make sure you count eight, or it kind of gets things off. So, but we got some stuff coming up this summer. I know, Ethan, you probably got some stuff coming up. The phone's been ringing pretty good for myself, but we'll just see what this year brings with the crazy year that we've had for the last year. So we want to say hi to Chris. Welcome back. Thanks so much for coming out again.
Happy to be here.
Oh, this is a pretty big night for us Schmidt boys.
I think, I remember last year, towards the fall, I think about every other gig, Chris would ask me, when can I be on your dad's radio show again?
It's so much fun.
Like, it's coming.
Like, the selfish thing for me is that it's so much fun to play with you playing steel. Oh. Like, that's my favorite.
Well, that's an honor for me to sit here and play along with you like that, so... I got to ask you, Chris, how's things going with this last crazy year that we've had with the COVID and stuff? How are you doing?
Man, luckily, I've been able to do enough small stuff to, you know, stay afloat, but not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it was about this time last year we saw the schedule start clearing out, and I remember just looking at it every day and just being like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Like, I didn't know what was happening, you know, and then it was like a lot of the stuff they wouldn't cancel until 5 days before.
And then you're trying to keep everything ready in case it would happen.
Yeah, and then we got towards the end of summer even, and I remember talking to Ethan. I'm like, I don't know, maybe we should we go into rehearsals and get ready, and because we might be able to play this fall and winter, and then everything canceled then too.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that the schedule stays full right now. So last year it was disappearing, this year we're adding more dates right now. So hopefully that's a good sign.
Yep.
And have you got a lot of single stuff or stuff with the band?
Stuff with the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of single stuff in there, too, but yeah, quite a bit with the band.
Okay.
A lot of festivals. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been awful surprised myself with the phone ringing, but it's the summer stuff where they're hoping for sure by June, July, and August that things are going to be okay. So
keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Why don't you sing us a song, Chris? That's what we're here for.
All right. Let's see. What should we start out with? I don't know. What do you want to play?
Summer song or same old? Or you?
Yeah, let's go with summer song. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. We're just gearing up to push this one to radio. So.
Okay.
So hopefully it gets some spins.
You bet.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Somewhere right now there's a cold beer popping on top of a drop tailgate. Somewhere there's a boy and a girl on a dock watching the sunset fade. Trucks in the mud, boats in the water. Days get longer, nights get hotter. It's what these dark day memories are made of. Summer love, summer dreams. Summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town. Trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along. Summer song. Somewhere on the beach there's some northern girls getting oiled up in copper tone. Somewhere on the creek there's some southern boys got a little Hank Jr. on. Guitar strumming, bonfires crackling, Bacardi rum and golf waves crashing. It never seems to last quite long enough. Summer love, summer dreams. Summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town. Trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along. Summer new, summer old, summer ones we all know. Year after year we all sing along to summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town, trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year we all sing along. Summer song.
That's a dandy. So that one, you're hoping to get some spins on that one's coming?
Yeah, on? Pushing that to radio with some people out of Nashville that know how radio works better than I do.
Well, just like with your same old, is that still on the charts?
Cause yeah, it's still floating around on there. I don't know what number it's at. But it peaked at, it was on the Billboard Indicator chart, which is, so there's like the top 100, and then there's the indicator charts, the 100 below the top 100.
Oh, okay.
And so it got to number 38 on that. Ooh, so,
okay.
Which I was pretty happy with. There was a Vince Gill song below me and a Garth Brooks song below me. So I was
wow, that tells you what's going on. I was telling Bob the other day, many years ago, the guy I was playing with actually got us, and we were members of the CMA.
Wow.
And way back when, there was only a small number that when you got nominated for the first round. So the guy I was working with, he'd get like 8 of us to nominate him for Entertainer of the Year and Song of the Year. And so we'd be out playing, yeah, we're nominated for Song of the Year and Entertainer this year. And it actually was true, but it wasn't a couple years later and they changed the rules that you needed hundreds of votes instead of 8 to get in that first round. But that was kind of crazy.
That'd be good. I need to come up with something. Like, come up with my own association that sounds really cool, but it's just me.
Yeah, I was thinking about last summer when Joanne and I came out to see you, and Ethan played cricket. Well, it was still crickets then, or was it brown time?
I don't know.
I think it was brown time then.
Yeah,
it
might have been
brown time. But that was a beautiful night.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted that tractor that we were playing in front of.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't trade me. They said what we were getting paid was a lot less than what that tractor was worth, so.
Yeah, that was a neat night out there.
That was fun.
And I think I was watching on Facebook, you did something last summer up in Cumberland. Did you play out on a pontoon? Or?
I did. That was insane. That was the most jerry-rigged setup I've ever seen in my life. We had, one of our buddies had this really nice pontoon. He let us use it. It has sea legs on it, so it's like hydraulic legs underneath the pontoon that go down and stab down into the water or into the ground and like lift the pontoon up out of the water so you're not getting jostled around by the waves. So that was awesome, but then I had two generators running on shore and just extension cords hung in the trees so that they weren't in the water. It was so much fun, though. All we did was like four Facebook posts for advertising, and we took a bunch of aerial shots and actually went through and counted the people. We had about 1,400 people out there on the lake for it. Geez. It was insane.
Yeah, I remember seeing stuff about that. That was crazy. So
yeah, it was a ton of fun.
I remember years ago, Mike and I, just the two of us, played out on Deer Lake. They used to have music, and there was a flat pontoon, but it was no, I mean, they had a little generator and a box and stuff, but Mike and I were out there, and the...
Floating around.
There were still people out skiing, and they're going around, and the waves had come up every once in a while, and a couple of times we grabbed and just barely caught the microphones as they were tipping over, but, yeah.
That's always fun, getting hit in the mouth of the microphone, too, you know?
So, well, why don't you sing us another song?
Let's do it. Let's do another.
We're having so much fun playing a couple of ones that weren't on the list when we started the show, but yeah.
Let's do same old.
Okay.
Yeah. How you been? I haven't seen you in so long. Still a 10, girl, what's been going on? I thought by now you'd probably be all married up and settled down. Girl, it's been a while now since our summer love. Over here there ain't been that much change. I got the same old truck, same old job, same old house, the same old dog. Still waiting at the window for you to come on by. I got the same old plan, the same old dream. One thing's missing, girl, you and me. So tell me, baby, do I ever cross your mind? Oh no, for me it ain't nothing new. Still the same old boy, still in love with you. Loving you. Don't you dare, don't you even throw that smile back over here. Unless you're ready to let me give you the loving that I know is so real. Baby, the way I'm feeling just ain't changing. Got the same old porch, the same old swing, the same guitar, the same old strings, and a pitcher full of iced tea. Why don't you come on by? I got the same old plan, the same old dream. One thing's missing, girl, you and me. So tell me, baby, do I ever cross your mind? Cause oh no, for me it ain't nothing new. Still the same old boy, still in love with you. Got the same old truck, yes I do. Same old house, same old dog waiting for you, baby. So why don't you come back, come on back to that same old town, same routine. Let's start over, girl, you and me. baby, give ourselves just one more try. For me, it's all I ever wanna do is be the same old boy still in love with you. Still in love with you. Steel.
Great tune. Yeah, I've been playing a lot in a basement, but between the single and then these songs that you sent Ethan and stuff, trying to make sure I could try to keep up with you kids. So.
Kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, Ethan, you're going to be how old this weekend?
31.
You'd swear he was 32, though. He's smart.
Yeah. Well, you don't look a day older than you are.
What's the saying? You look more like you do now than what you did when you first got here?
Yeah, Johnny Murtha. I feel a lot more like I do now than I did when I first got here, and you look a lot more like you do now than you did when you first got here. So you just never know
it's
what's going to come out of that guy. I was trying to write down some stuff. I remember, was it a couple years ago, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago at Aquafest when you guys were playing before Travis Tripps?
It's probably three years ago. Yeah.
And I still remember you were starting a song, and it wasn't the song, but it was like Travis Tritt's sound guy or one of his guys was back there, and he starts screaming at Ethan, "You can't do that song!" Because he thought you were doing that cover that he did by the Eagles.
Oh, he thought we were doing Take It Easy?
Yeah. We were doing Luke Combs.
Oh, yeah.
When It Rains, It Pours.
That's right.
The sound guy came over to me. He's like, "You guys can't play that. You can't play that." And I'm like, "We're playing a Luke Combs song." And he's like, oh okay.
The other thing that was really funny about that, so we weren't rehearsed at all for that show.
You were fresh coming right back from the TV show that week, I think.
Was that one? So Travis Tritt, that was 2 years ago then. No, that was 3 years ago. That was 3 years ago. So the time before, we opened for Montgomery Gentry at Aquafest. And we weren't rehearsed at all. And we had, Warner came and played with us.
Okay.
And Luke was playing. And it was you and Brofford, and then me, and so we didn't have any rehearsals, and we were supposed to play like a 60-minute set, and which was fine. We all knew enough of the same material to play for 60 minutes, and then the stage manager comes up to me before the show, and he's like, "Can you guys do another hour?" And I'm like, "Sure." And everyone's looking at me like, "What are we going to do for an hour?" I'm like, "I don't know. We'll figure it out. Let's go."
Oh, I'm sure you did just fine. You can...
I kind of love that kind of stuff. I don't know why. I love the spontaneity of it, you know?
Keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ethan, you want to sing a song for the folks?
Sure.
I Feel Pretty?
I'm going to do one by Clint Black.
Before now, I think again. some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old man to be. No, I'm leaving here, better man, for knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here, better man. I know I'm leaving here, better man, for knowing you this way.
Buffalo Bob would be proud, Ethan.
Did Bob sing that one?
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Buffalo used to sing that with one. Trigger Happy Boys. Yeah, he always.
That's one for me. I've heard that a million times and never thought about playing it. That's a really good one.
And it's like right in my comfy vocal range, too. I like singing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, should we capo it up three?
Yeah. And then
try. Oh, yeah, Bob used to do that a lot, and that was fun. I know, Chris, the way you guys do, it's neat with all the newer stuff you do, but then I enjoy listening, even for myself, when you're doing stuff like Hal Ketchum or, you know, Small Town
yeah.
Saturday Night, stuff like that is just killer the way you guys do that.
And yeah, I love that stuff.
They're my favorites to play in the night, too.
Yeah.
The older ones. But.
See, I love that stuff because, I mean, like the Hal Ketchum one, that's one of those ones, everybody knows it. You know, when you're playing to a crowd, everybody knows it, but I think they would hear it on the radio and be like, wait, what song is this? Oh, yeah, that's the one. I love that where you kind of forgot about a song, but you know it really well. It's fun. I should have sent you guys, I learned a good 90s one. That was Brian White. I don't know if you remember Brian White.
Us old guys don't remember
Brian White. It walks all over the place, though, so I don't know. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll try to sing you guys one here, and you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
That lead you were playing in the background of the Clint Black was great.
That was awesome. Oh, thanks. I was like, oh, I'm trying not to get in the way.
No, that's.
We didn't even tell you about that one before. We didn't give you a chance to work on that one.
Yeah, this is always a different thing for me. Usually, I'm sitting in the background and letting Mike do all the talking, and it's. Nice and easy for me just to pop in once in a while, but
we're doing
the best we can without you here, Mike, so I hope you're listening in. Let's do, I can't remember when I learned this, but it's an old Haggard tune. I think it was even probably Bob Wills, but one called Old Fashioned Love in the Key of C. Got that old fashioned love in my heart, and there it will always remain. Like an ivy clinging by and clinging closer all the time. Through these years and these tears just the same. Got that old-fashioned faith in my heart, and nothing can tear it apart. Trial and may turn sea, but there'll be no change in me. Got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Tear it up, Chris. Love in my heart, and there it will always reckon I'll be clinging by, clinging closer all the time, through these years and these tears just the same. Got that old-fashioned faith in my heart, and nothing can tear it apart. Dry land may turn to sea, but there'll be no change in me. Got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Can I be clinging by and clinging closer all the time, through these years and these tears just the same. Got that old-fashioned faith in my heart, and nothing can tear it apart. Dry land may turn to sea, but there'll be no change in me. Got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Got that fashion love in my heart. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
How do you still have a neck on that thing? You wear it right
out? Yeah. I was listening to the tempo and I'm like, can I do 16th notes on this? I don't know.
Oh, I think you can. So, yeah, I think with the stuff coming up this summer, I think you're going to be over in St. Croix Falls, it used to be called Rib Fest, but now it's a music fest, I think, that's going to be.
Is that I don't want to get it wrong.
August 28th.
Okay.
Is it up by the fairgrounds or something? John Jacobson was telling me about it. And
I know I did something on the Overlook at some point. I don't know.
I think this one might be at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I know they'll find you somewhere on August.
I'll be there.
Yeah, August 28th. Yep. Just
we need Chad Higgins sitting in here with us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I remember last time we talked about you were doing some recording, where you would record it and send it off and send stuff to Natalie. Have you been doing anything with Natalie at all?
A little bit. I spent a bunch of time in Nashville this last year, writing songs and whatnot, and did some recording. But yeah, right now I've just been gearing up for the summer, trying to get ready as best I can.
You've been busy putting out videos on YouTube, playing covers of The Weeknd and Chris Stapleton. And
yeah, I searched on YouTube, and it's amazing all the different stuff we can find with you on there.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been trying. Yeah, it's great. So
I never know what to do. I'm always like, I sit down in my little studio at home, I'm like, I should record, but what?
Well, I haven't heard a bad one yet, so it doesn't really matter what you do.
I kind of want to throw you guys for a loop and play one that we didn't plan on.
Do it.
Okay.
It's in the key of G, and then it goes to A.
Okay.
Oh, I got a tune.
It's because you care, right?
Yeah. I tune because I care. I always say when I'm on stage, it's the dumbest joke ever, but I'll be tuning like this and say, don't worry, it usually doesn't take me any more than 45 minutes. All right.
Are you going to give us another clue besides G and A?
It's Brian White. It's called Rebecca Lynn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know this one or not. Rebecca Lynn grew up in Carolina, half a mile from Tucker Cherry's farm. A quiet girl green eyes full of fire, her daddy's pride and all her mama's charm. Rebecca Lynn became my heart's desire long about the start of second grade. Mrs. Rosenblum let me sit beside her, so we'd pass notes and after school we played, singing ring around the rosy, a pocket full of dreams and posies. Patty cake, the baker's a man, take your it, kick the can, and I think I hear your mama calling, gotta go. Man, I loved her so. High school days, me and Becky learning what it really means to be in love. Give and take, holding back for heaven's sake, fighting for a week, then making up. I said, please, Becky, won't you marry me? Prom night in my car out by the curb. She was so surprised. First she laughed and then she cried. Somewhere in my heart, I'm sure I heard. Singing, ring around the rosy, a pocket full of dreams and posies. Patty cake, a baker's man, take. I hear your mama calling, gotta go. Oh man, I love her so. Love is wrong, it dies, and that's the way it goes. When it's right, your love grows. Tennessee, that's a common little miracle, I know. But for me and Becky Lynn, that's the dream that started when we fell in love so many years ago. Singing, ring around the rosy, a pocket full of dreams and posies. Patty cake, baker's man, take your it. Mama flashed the porch light for me, gotta go. Oh man, I love her so.
There it is, Rebecca Lynn.
There's a couple of chords in
there.
Yeah,
a couple of them. Sometimes it's on the one, and then sometimes it's not.
I didn't want to jump in there and get all bruised up, so I just kind of laid back.
That sounded great.
Oh, that's fun. Just
I forgot how high that was when I got to the bridge. I was like, ooh. This is like a third set song.
Yeah, it just amazed me how high you can get with this, some of this stuff and how strong your voice is. So
appreciate it.
Yeah. But, well, Ethan, you want to sing another one for us?
Sure. Do you want to try that Wade Bowen one?
You bet. Long as we're in town.
You got to feature the steel a little more here.
Mm-hmm.
That chord's right there if you want to follow.
Cool.
A, right?
Yep.
4-1.
I never saw her leave and come and tell them goodbye. by parts through. Now the pages turn and the lessons learned, blind man sees. It don't happen till it does. It don't hit you till it lays you flat. You don't hear the honky train till you're tied up on the track. You don't want the way it is till you wish him for the way it was. It's how a heartache finds a fool. It don't happen till it does. I'm seeing things in ways that only missing her reveals. Yeah, what's wrong is wrong. What's gone is gone. It's gone for good. It don't happen till it does. It don't hit you till it lays you flat. You don't hear the tied up on the track. You don't want the way it is till you wish it for the way it was. It's how a heartache finds a fool. It don't happen till it does. Oh, you don't see the warning sign.
Thank you.
It sounded awesome.
That's a good one. A guy named Wade Bowen wrote that with Stapleton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is... She's a keeper. That's yeah. All I got to say. Yeah. That's fun when Ethan brings up some of these songs, and it's just neat to learn a difference.
Yeah.
It just helps me learn different steel parts and the way the... I don't know who's playing steel on it, but he's a good steel player.
Yeah. We have to look it up.
I imagine it's probably someone who's played on a few things before.
Someone who played with Chris Stone in Nashville studio, probably.
Could be. A lot of those guys play on...
everything.
You know, like the old Muscle Shoals thing where, you know, that one group of guys played on everything, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of like Nashville now. There's probably 10 guys that do everything. I mean, there's...
Makes it hard on the rest of them when they're trying to make a living, I bet. But.
Well, yeah, kind of. But, I mean, there's you know, a lot of the guys that are the studio guys now are the guys that used to tour, and they don't want to tour anymore. And so they play in the studio, and it's all union, and they do sessions from 10 a.m. to 1:30, and then 2 to 5. Every day.
They do them... What they call three by fives or five by threes.
You yeah,
record 5 songs in 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. It's fast. Yeah. They're so good. I mean, it's just, it instantly sounds like what you think a record should sound like. And I'm like, it's not even mixed. It's not anything. It's just raw tracks. And I'm like, holy crap, this sounds good.
Was it you or your producer, Nick was saying when your lead guitar player was playing something in the studio, it's like, sounds just like the radio.
Well, yeah, that's what I was. We were all just watching this guy warm up and get his rig like tuned in. You know, he's got like four different tube amps there and an amp switcher and playing with different sounds. And I'm like it sounds like modern country radio. And they were like, well, it's probably because that's him on 19 of the top 20 right now. It's a guy named Derek Wells. Google that.
Okay, Derek Wells. Well, why don't you sing us a song, Chris, and then we'll say hi to some folks after that.
Yeah. Should we do some Glenn Campbell? Should we try it?
And before we're done tonight, you got to do that Eagles tune, or I'll never hear the end of it.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. This is my four-year-old son's favorite song in the world right now. So that's a good thing, I think. Oh, don't want to be capable there to do it. Yeah. Walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game. Nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. I really don't mind the rain. Smile can hide all the pain. But you're down when you're riding the train. It's taking the long way. I'll dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. This is where if we got a room full of people, we'll say everybody's gonna sing that with us, all right? Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Something like that, right?
Just sitting here shaking my head. I'm having way too much fun. So, but we always like to say hi to a few folks. So I'll say hi, and you guys can say hi to whoever you need to. But I'll let Ethan say hi to his mom tonight because I've been doing good about doing that. The neighbors, Al and Ann, they're always listening. Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys, Jim Bjorkman out in out there, way out west. He's listening. Maybe Brian Jevning, the Club 42 Cribbage Boys, Cactus Cousins, the Hunyuk Boys. We always say hi to Putz. Greg Wheeler, he's usually always listening. The Barn Boys. I think Buffalo's listening tonight to Tom Kramer. Got to say hi to the Seawells. I talked to them today. And we got to say hi to the Shulo kids because we forgot them last month. So, but that's all I got. Ethan?
I had a mom. Chad Costner, if you're out listening, he was our guest a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He's been tuning in and listening. Johnny Murtha and Kristen Murtha, Justin, April, Jarvis and Aiden, if you guys are listening. Steve, Nick, and Ryan. Then Bronson Bergson and Zach Norton, the Papa Bear Norton boys, if they're listening.
They were a lot of fun about a year.
I bet they were a lot of fun. Those guys are awesome.
A year ago they came in, they squeezed in this corner. It was nice. Awesome. But that's all I got.
Well, I should say hi to Andy, Barney, Thelma Lou, Helen Crump, Hey Opie, Aunt B, and Juanita from the diner.
Your wife and kids, I bet.
Yeah, the wife and kids. Hi, guys.
No, that's fun. It's amazing how many I know Mike and I sure hear from a lot of people. They listen on live online, and we've got, I think there's Jim's sisters listening down, and I think out of Texas or something too. So
that's awesome.
We appreciate the listeners and the Facebook. So, but why don't you sing us another song, Chris? We're having too much fun.
I got a tune.
So, I'll just say a quick note. Bob's and I have been talking, and I think we're trying to line up some song farmers thing that we might actually. We're not looking for folks that are out playing professionally, but there's a lot of good singers and players that just like to sing a good song, and we might do something here at the station, but we'll keep everybody posted when we get that lined up for as the summer gets closer. But we'll keep everybody posted on that. Okay, Chris?
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Been out riding fences so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you try the Queen of Diamonds, boy. Beat you if she's able. Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. It seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table. You always want the ones you can't get. Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom. That's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Feet get cold in the winter time. The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. Hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Why don't you come to your senses? raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you before it's too late.
I didn't know if you were going to do that.
I don't know.
Go through both of them
at the
end.
I didn't know either.
It still was great, whatever
it was.
So, this has been amazing. So, we're getting closer towards the end here. This sure has been fun, I think. And I'm hoping Mike's going to be back with us, I think, next month. He should be back. And I think he'll be back in town one way or the other. So, looking forward to that, to get him back to helping out. But sure has been fun to get to play with my kid and
yeah,
all these people that we've brought in. So.
Man, it's fun to play with anyone. I mean, yeah. I haven't played with other musicians in so long.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fun. I miss it.
But if we could come up with something short here, you want to do just a quick little bit of Jambalaya?
Sure.
We got just a couple of minutes left, and so we'll just do a quick little bit and come out of it. So.
Sure.
Okay. And D?
D?
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go, me oh my. We gotta go pull the pier down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun, no wow. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, I feel it gone. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Sharon Beal. A big guitar, fruit jar, and be gale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun, no wow. See, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? I say, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. So, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Beautiful. Well, we're getting towards the end, and we want to, again, thanks so much, Chris, for coming down. And,
thank you for having me. It's been a lot
good
of
luck
fun.
On all the stuff coming up this summer. And if people want to check out your music, just go to
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can just go straight to Google, too. I think there's a bunch of stuff there.
Okay.
ChrisCruzyMusic.com.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
So, again, thank you so much, and thanks to everybody that's out there listening, and we'll be here next month for you. Have a good one.